Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country, bringing you the stars of country.
G'day, it's Ben Sorensen here and welcome to my Real Country for another week. Now, don't forget you can give me a buzz on the request line anytime. 1-300-929-516. That's 1-300-929-516. Now, coming up on this exciting episode of Real Country, we've got a great Australian track from Celeste Clabburn of Sunny Cowgirl fame, of course. The latest from Adam Brand and the Outlaws, a ripper track from Dana Hassel, music from Little Big Town, Shane Nicholson, classic country from Loretta Lynn, and my chats with Tim McGraw and the brilliant Gretchen Peters. Plus, all your favourite segments, including Unheard and Unsigned, Social Country, and a bucket load more. Now, life can get pretty busy, and it's those times when you really appreciate and crave the simple things. This is new from Brad Butcher.
I'm always watching everybody. It seems they've got it figured out. I feel like I'm the only one filled with fear and choked in doubt. Well, I want to be the kind of person, well, who knows what it's all about, finds a little peace in everything, but takes the long way around. In each day gone, in each breath drawn, I know my place, and just a little piece of something great, and I'm on my way. I wanna read a little more and learn from history only true. All the simple things, the fairy tales, the innocence of my youth. And I wanna walk to the horizon, feel the dirt beneath my bones, and learn to love that feeling far outside my comfort zone. With each day gone, in each breath drawn, I know my place, and just a little piece of something great, and I'm on my way, I'm on my way, and I'm on my way. There are no outlines anymore, only shadows on the ground. You see the boundaries all fade away when you've been lost and found. For each day gone, in each breath drawn, I know my place. All the simple things we must embrace, and I'm on my way, I'm on my way, and I'm on my way. Oh, they lead me on my way.
It's a mountain in the distance, a sunrise behind its back. It's early morning fog, smothering the flat. It's a new lamb in the clover, feeding from its mum. It's a comfy tractor cab, heated by the sun. It's round bales in the corner, standing neatly in a line. It's a truckload full of wool bales, heading out the drive. It's yabbies in the summer and mushrooms in July. From time to time, it keeps me here, keeping me here. It keeps me here, keeping me here. The shearing in the autumn and the smell that fills the shed of lanolin and tobacco that wakes a weary head. It's the sale yards on a Wednesday with shouting auctioneers, buyers scribbling numbers and nervous looking steers. It's a yellow collared kelpie working round the clock. She's satisfied and happy as she's bringing in the stock. Sitting near the dam and catching rainbow trout. From time to time, that keeps me here, keeping me here. That's what keeps me here, keeping me here. Tomatoes in the garden, warm bickies on the bench, stubbies in the wool shed, brown and cold and yum, and brand new shiny puppies protected by their mum. And there's something about this place that hypnotizes me. From time to time, and keeps me here,
Celeste Claiborne, one half of the Sunny Cowgirls. Now, I've got to say, what a well-written song, and I don't even know if it's a word, but I love the Australianness of it. Celeste has got a whole album of gems just like that, and it's out very soon, so keep an eye out for it. From one of the seemingly saintly Sunnies to the outlandish Outlaws. Now, what a great array of talent. Travis Collins, Mike Carr, Matt Cornell, Drew McAllister, and Adam Brand. They are nothing like Boyzone, nothing like Take That, nothing like the Backstreet Boys. These guys are real, talented, country, and put on a cracking show. This is the first single from The Outlaws, Good Year for the Outlaw.
First time I heard Good Hearted Woman, I was in my uncle's car. You said, son, now that's what I call music. Listen to them guitars. You turn it up. Go on, turn it up. He said, forget that crap you're listening to. These songs, they got to me. I don't think I heard a single word, cause I was caught up in the bait. Yeah, I turn it up. Yeah, I turn it way up. It was one guitar playing loud and hard, some hillbilly rock and roll. It was something new, breaking all the rules. Man, I can feel it down in my soul. It was willing to really pay check and cash, taking the country back. Country boy can't survive, and I turn it up. I turn it up. It was wild guitars playing loud and hard, so gonna hear Billy rock and roll. It was something new, breaking all the rules, but you could feel it down in your soul. It was the son of the original son of God, taking the country back. Donkey don't even know his name. Some young upstart just starting up and is wanting to make a change. He says, turn it up. He says, turn it up.
Come on, boys, sing.
They give me loud guitars, play loud and hard, a little hillbilly rock and roll. Make it something new, breaking all the rules. I want to feel it down in my soul. Was willing to really pay check and cash, taking the country back. Just wanna sing a song that gets me off. It just might be a good year for the outlaws. I just wanna sing a song that gets me off. It just might be a good year for the outlaws.
Cowgirls. You're listening to Ben Sorensen's Real Country.
Woo! It's moving as the wind blows, and at the end you'll find a pot of green and gold.
One, two, three, four!
Hey guys, this is Casey Chambers here, and I'm really, really looking forward to playing the very first Mooloolaba Country Roots Festival in October. It honestly is one of the best lineups that I've ever seen at a music festival in Australia. So many of my favourite artists, and I just can't wait, so we'll see you there.
See Casey Chambers, The Audrey, Sarah Storer, Busby Maru, Archie Roach and more at the Mooloolaba Country Roots Festival. October 2 to 5, tickets from mcrfest.com.
Well, something very interesting has happened at behindthewheel.com.au. We now have a place for you to sell your car absolutely for free. You can sell your car for free at behindthewheel.com.au. Private sellers, dealerships, everybody's welcome. 100% free car classifieds. So, behindthewheel.com.au, as you know, all the latest car reviews, car news, car advice, car product reviews, and now car classifieds as well. Behindthewheel.com.au, sell your car for free. We can't wait to get your listings.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country Interviews, bringing you the stars of country.
Ben Sorensen here. Welcome back to my Real Country. For all things country, head to the website, realcountrymix.com. Now, I was so blessed to chat with this amazing woman. She was inducted into the Nashville Songwriters Hall of Fame. Her talent, depth, warmth, and new album all blew me away. This is my chat with Gretchen Peters about her new album, Blackbirds. Gretchen Peters, thank you so much for joining me, Gretchen. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm here in New Orleans, and things couldn't be better.
Well, I think it's fair to say that throughout your career, all of your songs have one thing in common. Each and every one of them move you, including your latest album, Blackbirds. I'm very, very impressed with this.
Thank you.
As a mature artist, which I know you're quite proud of, as you should be, how does your take on all of these stories change from a more insightful perspective?
I think that's a really good question. And I think as I've gotten older and I've done this more and more for a longer stretch of time, I've realized that what I'm looking for in terms of writing a song is the truth rather than... I think when I was younger, I was trying to make a beautiful song, to make beauty, to create some kind of beauty and maybe perfection. And now I think I've gravitated more towards authenticity, truth, and even imperfection, which is truly what's beautiful to me now. I think it's kind of along the lines of how your thought process changes as you get older. You begin to realize what's truly beautiful as opposed to what's maybe beautiful on the surface. And I think that's kind of what's informs my songwriting as I've done it for these past years. And when I feel like I've hit a nerve of truth, I think, that's a story that's going to resonate with people because it's going to say something to them about their lives. Because I believe, firmly that we're all much more alike than we are different.
I think music's more than just music. I think it provides us with a wonderful array of concepts to think about and to understand, and then also to relate that back to our own lives, to work out how do we live? How can we be better? How can we understand another point of view? And I think your music is a wonderful tool for that.
Absolutely. I could not agree more. And I think, when we talk about music too often, we talk about it as though it's sort of, it's sort of oral wallpaper, like it's just there to entertain our ears or tickle our eardrums. And it's art. I mean, I think at its deepest level, it's not any different from books or film or, any other art form, painting or whatever, in the sense that we need that to reflect our lives back at us and reflect our humanity back at us. And songs are like companions to people, certain songs, and they help them work through things. So I couldn't agree with you more.
Well, the other thing that I love about you is how you share energy and bounce off other musicians, not only that are on stage in your band, but also with co-writing as well. And on your current album, you did some co-writing with Ben Glover, that wonderful 1970s sort of folk rock kind of feel that sort of creeped in with some of them. But inviting someone else in, I mean, that just creates another exciting layer.
I loved writing with Ben. I've been on the road with Ben. He opened some shows for us in the UK for about, I think, three tours. And so we got to know each other pretty well. And he's from Northern Ireland. He's got a very wonderful kind of dark Irish kind of sensibility about his writing. And I really wanted to tap into, like you do, I mean, it's the reason for, I think, co-writing. I wanted to tap into some of that and some of his energy. And, we fed off of each other. And indeed, the first song we wrote together was the title song to the album, Blackbirds, which is about the darkest song on a very dark record. So we kind of looked at each other after that. And we thought, okay, well, I think we're good because we went all the way on that one. So, but it was a great collaborative relationship, and we're still writing together some.
Well, I think it is an absolutely amazing album, and I think there is a wonderful collection of songs, and Blackbirds is best enjoyed as a piece of art as a whole. So definitely walk into your local record shop, buy a copy of it, download it at all the usual places, and most importantly, thank you so much, Gretchen Peters, for the music, for your time, and also for this fantastic album.
Thank you so much, Ben. It's been a pleasure.
There's a Bible on the table. There's a bottle on the shelf. There's a woman in the kitchen crying quietly to herself. Down the hallway in the bedroom, he can hear his children wail. When all you got is a hammer, everything looks like a nail. Well, he came home from the desert with a medal chest, like a hero, like a champion, but he felt more like a guest. Now he sleeps with one eye open, and he wakes up scared as hell. And all he's got is a hammer, and everything looks like a nail. They show you how to shoot, and they show
Ben Sorensen's Real Country.
Blackbirds came at dusk, and they roosted in the cane. Raised such a ruckus that it shook my window pane. And I'm covered up in dirt, and I stink of kerosene. And no matter what I do, I can't get clean. Last whiskey in your voice and a shotgun on the wall. Now there's shadows in the shadows, there's trouble in the cane, and there's things you do that you just can't explain. With smoke, so I took our father's gun and a heavy piece of rope, and I left you lying there like rotten fruit upon the ground, and I lit a torch and I burned the whole thing down. Honey, he planted fields of cane, he planted seeds of evil, and we harvested the shame. Oh, and I'm the last one standing, there's no one left to tell, and when it's my time, I'll see you both in hell.
Another Ben Sorensen Real Country interview. Hear this interview and many more at www.realcountrymix.com.
That was the title track from the album Blackbirds, of course, by Gretchen Peters. Unheard and Unsigned is all about established and emerging indie artists, and this is their time to shine. Now, if you want your track here, you got to let me know about it. Just head to realcountrymix.com and follow the links. It's that easy. This week's indie artist has done a great job on this track, and that's why it's here. This is Dana Hassel, Gotta Take a Minute.
Gotta take a minute, just take a step back. Watch the sun go down, watch the sky turn black. Gotta take a second just to let it all go. When the world's too tough and you're feeling low, gotta take a minute. Gotta take a road where the feeling's high. With the wind going down, feel the air brush by. Gotta take a walk where the green grass grows, where the flowers bloom and the bluebirds go. Take a minute.
there's nothing I love more than a cracking good music festival in a great Australian town. Well, we've got the Tamworth Country Music Festival, the Gympie Muster, and now the Mooloolamba Country Roots Festival to add to the diary, October 2 to 5. There's so much to see and do at the festival. The lineup's amazing. There's over 60 acts, including Casey Chambers, Busby Maru, the Davidson Brothers, Archie Roach, Sarah Storer, Bill Chambers, Harry Hookey, Lynn Botel, and a whole bucket load more. You can see the full lineup and you can get your tickets for the Mooloolamba Country Roots Festival from mcrfest.com. That's mcrfest.com, and you can be part of something special. After the break, it's your request in Social Country, Little Big Town Shane Nicholson, and my chat with Tim McGraw, all still to come on Real Country.
Hey folks, this is Dana Hassel, and you're listening to Ben Sorensen's Real Country.
You've heard us on the radio. Now check out the Behind the Wheel website. At behindthewheel.com.au, you can browse all our latest car reviews and car product reviews too. You can also watch our video car reviews and check out all the latest auto news. There's also more info on our latest competitions, the entire Behind the Wheel podcast archive to listen to or download, and links to our social media accounts as well. And make sure you leave your comments. Give us feedback. Ask for advice, or just let us know all about your car. Behindthewheel.com.au, where motoring starts.
G'day folks, this is Bob Corbett here, 2012 Toyota StarMaker winner. You're listening to Ben Sorensen's Real Country.
If you don't like the way we choose to run our race, you lucky bastard, you're allowed to stay your place. I know that I'm living in a lucky country. Your sons and daughters are all living in a lucky country.
Welcome back, it's Ben Sorensen here, and this is my Real Country. Now, for all things country, you know where to go, the website, realcountrymix.com. Now, Social Country, it is your chance to let me know what you're listening to, what you're craving, what you love in the world of country. How do you do that? You can pick up the phone and give me a buzz on the request line anytime, 1-300-929-516. That's 1-300-929-516. Or you can head to our Facebook page, facebook.com/realcountry. You can send me a message or respond to one of our posts there. We're on Twitter at Real Country Mix and also on Google Plus as well. Now, Ruthie on Facebook is absolutely loving this track from Little Big Town. Now, it's a very special song for Little Big Town. It was their first career top 20 in the Billboard charts, beating their previous top 22 spot with their single Pontoon. So there you go. It's a really special song for them. This is Little Big Town, Girl Crush. Top choice, Ruthie.
I got a girl crush. Hate to admit it, but I got a heart rush. It's slowing down. I got it real bad. Want everything she has. That smile and that midnight laugh she's giving you now. I wanna taste her lips. Yeah, cause they taste like you. I wanna drown myself in a bottle of her perfume. I want her long blonde hair. I want her magic touch. Yeah, cause maybe then you'd want me just as much. I got a girl crush. I got a girl. Don't get no sleep. I don't get
voice whispering, the way that she's pulling you in. Lord knows I've tried, I can't get her off my mind. I wanna taste her lips, yeah, 'cause they taste like you.
Now again, if you want to be like Ruthie and get your request on Social Country, it's so easy. All you need to do is pick up the phone. 1-300-929-516. That's 1-300-929-516. Or you can head to our Facebook page, facebook.com/realcountry. Or on top of that, we're also on Twitter as well at Real Country Mix. Or if that's all way too much, don't stress, just go to the website. All the details are there. realcountrymix.com. Now, Kaz on Facebook, I'm impressed that your first choice was a secondhand man. Of course, I'm speaking of your request for the brilliance of Shane Nicholson. This is Secondhand Man.
I'll be right here waiting, running down the clock again. I'll be right here hoping I can be a better man. And if I can, what then? If I ain't got you, I've been lost in Boston, lonely in Santa Fe. I've been high in New York City, low in LA. It's been done, but it ain't no fun if I ain't got you. So leave a light on, go unlock the door. Leave a space for
Okay, now's the time to talk about something that is just for you and it's absolutely free. I'm talking about the podcast. It's the easiest and funnest way to relive the real country magic anytime, anywhere. And did I mention it's free? All you have to do is head to your favorite podcasting app, be that iTunes, TuneIn, Stitcher, or anything else. Basically, anywhere you get good podcasts. Do a search for Ben Sorensen's Real Country, then click download and subscribe to keep the country tunes flowing. There's over 200 different shows and interviews for you, and they are all absolutely free, and there's some great bonus content too, so you're going to absolutely love it. So check out Ben Sorensen's Real Country podcast now. Now, after the break, my chat with Tim McGraw and some classic country from Loretta Lynn, all still to come.
This is Doug Bruce, and you're listening to Ben Sorensen's Real Country.
Couple of days. Oh, sweet. Have you ever had a day when it all goes right? Couldn't do no wrong even if you try. That's me.
That's a bad boy, Harley. Well, something very interesting has happened at behindthewheel.com.au. We now have a place for you to sell your car absolutely for free. You can sell your car for free at behindthewheel.com.au. Private sellers, dealerships, everybody's welcome. 100% free car classifieds. So, behindthewheel.com.au, as you know, all the latest car reviews, car news, car advice, car product reviews, and now car classifieds as well. Behindthewheel.com.au, sell your car for free. We can't wait to get your listings.
Hey guys, this is Casey Chambers here and I'm really, really looking forward to playing the very first Mooloolanbah Country Roots Festival in October. It honestly is one of the best lineups that I've ever seen at a music festival in Australia. So many of my favourite artists and I just can't wait, so we'll see you there.
See Casey Chambers, The Audrey's, Sarah Storer, Busby Maru, Archie Roach and more at the Mooloolanbah Country Roots Festival. October 2 to 5, tickets from mcrfest.com.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country.
Ben Sorensen here. Welcome back to my Real Country. For all things country, visit realcountrymix.com. Now, Top of the World is the first glimpse of Tim McGraw's upcoming 14th studio album that we can look forward to later this year. Now, when it comes to touring, Tim is committed to staying on top of his fitness game so that he can deliver the best show to his fans every night. Now, Tim carries a variety of workout tools and equipment with him on the road, and he works out every single day with his band and crew. Now, being the fitness freak that I am, I asked Tim about the wisdom and purpose behind his group fitness regime.
I think my coach always told me that practice has to be harder than work, so I think that you work really hard before the show and you get conditioned that by the time the show hits that you're really ready to go. But for the band working out with me and some of the crew guys work out as well, it's a good team building exercise in a lot of ways. It's a chance that we get that we might not get any other time of the day because everybody's so busy and we're running around, that if we didn't take that time to work out together and spend that quality time together, you know, we're getting in shape and we're trying to make ourselves better for the show because people pay a lot of money to want to come see us live and we want to give them the best show that we can. But it's also for us, it's a good chance to talk about the show. As much as anything for us, it's a good chance to hang out together and sort of just talk our way through what we're doing work-wise.
We could have a little sitting on top of the world.
top of the world. We could be rolling on a couple of good years in painted rust. We could be strolling barefoot in the sand in the setting sun. Don't you wanna be sitting on top of the world?
That was Tim McGraw on Top of the World. Now, I thought it was high time to inject some classic country into the show, and I found this ripper live version of Loretta Lynn. This is Coal Miner's Daughter.
Well, I was born to coal miner's daughter in a cabin on a hill. We were poor, but we had love. That's the one thing that Daddy made sure of. He shoveled coal to make a poor man's dollar. My Daddy worked all night in the Van Leer coal mines, all day long in a field of hoeing. Everything would start all over Cumberbatch of morn. Daddy loved and raised their kids on a minor.
Well, that's your lot for the week. Now, don't forget that you can download the podcast from this very show on iTunes, TuneIn, and Stitcher. All you have to do is a search for Ben Sorensen's Real Country, then click download and subscribe. It's easy and it's free. I'd love to continue the country conversation with you on social media. You can find the show on facebook.com/realcountry and on Twitter as Real Country Mix. Or if it's all too much, don't stress, chill out, have a cup of tea, and go to the website realcountrymix.com. Now, next week, make sure you tune in again. I'll be on the same station at the same time, where I'll be bringing you a whole heap more real country. We'll see you then.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country.
You've heard us on the radio, now check out the Behind the Wheel website. At behindthewheel.com.au, you can browse all our latest car reviews and car product reviews too. You can also watch our video car reviews and check out all the latest auto news. There's also more info on our latest competitions, the entire Behind the Wheel podcast archive to listen to or download, and links to our social media accounts as well. And make sure you leave your comments. Give us feedback. Ask for advice, or just let us know all about your car. Behindthewheel.com.au, where motoring starts.